It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday, the 29th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. $1.3 billion to build an artificial brain. The European Commission is doing this to breed new technology and to give computer and other sciences a shove forward. The 10-year project should give us a better sense of how the mind works and how to treat brain diseases. And the world could end up with a powerful way to compute, not digitally, but the way the brain does it. They're called neuromorphic chips, says University of Tennessee neurobiology professor Robert Williams.
Conventional microprocessors are based on a clock, so they have a high gigahertz or megahertz clock rate.
We often look that up when we buy a new computer, for instance.
That's right. So they have a clock, and they also run in a digital domain. And neuromorphic chips compute more in line with the way the human brain or neurons compute. One of the key differences, they can be extremely energy efficient. Human brain only uses about 75 watts of power and yet does fabulous computations in parallel, and we don't have anything like that right now.
If you're successful, the team will create technology that does brain-like things. Will it think?
Well, difficult question. I don't think the Human Brain Project really is set up to, say, develop AI.
To develop artificial intelligence.
Right. That's not our goal. We'll leave that to Google and Apple and Microsoft and other corporations. Our goal is really to do the fundamental science that might underlie future artificial intelligence.
Robert Williams at the University of Tennessee's Health Science Center and one of the U.S. researchers working on Europe's Human Brain Project. Uncle Sam is looking for more than a few good people who know something about computer warfare. The Pentagon has revealed plans to increase the staff of its cyber command fivefold. Harry Radaghi is the chairman of the Deloitte Center for Cyber Innovation.
My first reaction is that the Pentagon is stepping up and meeting the growing challenges and needs of both the government and industry.
Specifically, the challenges of attacks via computer networks.
One of the growing concerns is the potential for cyber terrorism, shutting down power plants. Also, we're seeing shutting down financial services that are provided by our banking institutions.
But the idea of 4,000 new internet warriors gives some experts pause. Eric Chapman, deputy director of the Maryland Cybersecurity Center, remembers after the September 11th attacks, the government did a lot of hiring.
As you saw in the last few years, that growth has been cut back. And I just hope that the Pentagon is planning to right-size the amount of people and resources that they need.
The new cyber warfare experts will come as the Pentagon prepares to make cuts elsewhere in its budget, including putting off maintenance for ships and aircraft.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to more than 6,000 technology companies at powerofideas.org.
And proof you live in the future. There's a publication called the International Journal of Vehicle Autonomous Systems, an academic journal about robot car technology. A new article examines ways that future cars might avoid crashes by doing fighter pilot-style lane change stunts under computer control. As an alternative, you could drive defensively, maintaining a prudent following distance while not texting. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.